Reish Dalid Sifei Shimrei Yayin Mivoch Aleim Boi Priyagov. Shrua learns, this is talking about a case where he made wine and then he poured off the wine and remains on the bottom. There's a mixture of wine and the psoilus, the peels and pits, and he drinks that mixture. He makes it by Priyagov. Shrua says that it's a little bit hard to understand because the Shemar is not something that a person would eat. So he says maybe he's talking about a case where he put his mouth to it and he sucked out the juices. He did not eat the whole shemarim as a whole. So that's considered also drawing the wine from the shemarim, which is considered wine. No son, by mayim, if he poured water over the shemarim and he's planning to make a new wine by the mixture of the water with the wine that's going to come out of the shemarim, if no son, shlo yisho mido yismayim, umotza bo. If he started out with 3 measures of water, now he ends up with 4, so that's coming out that a quarter of this new mixture is from the original wine. So then we treat it as wine, which is just watered down. It still is considered wine. You still make a boi priyagofen. In motzah poches, if he ended up with less than 4 measures of liquid, even though it does taste like wine, it's just flavored water. It retains its state of shakel. That's in the olden days, and the wines are very strong. There are wines are much weaker. Even if it added 1/4 of the original amount, it's not enough because it's still too diluted to be considered wine. In Nira, the Mechaber says, it appears to me, you allow to add water to the shmarim only with the ratio that people in that place would add water to their wines. Ramah says, the maximum you can go, no matter how strong your wine is, 1/6 wine to the water. But if it's less wine than that to the water, then there's nothing to talk about. It's bottle. Kareem have a lot of questions on this Ramah. Since it's not really Nogea Lamaisa, we will not discuss it.